org, sign the petition, circulate petitions, and donate to help us fix our great state. Stop the stealing that's going on in Lansing. Join us. Go to axmytax.org.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final half hour of today, December 31st, 2025, last day of the year. We are excited about tomorrow's show. I'd like you guys to join us. If you haven't stored my cell phone number in your phone just yet, 231-360-5140. Send me a text. Put me in your phone as Trucker Randy. If you want in the contact when you store it, put in our show's website, yourdefendingfathers.com. TuneIn app, the search letters for that is WYPV, We're Your Patriot Voice. We're going to be doing a show tomorrow live, New Year's Day. Our goals for 2026, your mind, the radio station, different organizations. We're going to talk about events. But one thing I'd like you to do right now is to mark your calendar for 4th of July, 2026. It's going to be a Saturday. This is going to be a big, big, big concert and party out at Liberty Mountain, USA in Farwell, Michigan. It's right off of M-115, very easy to get to, accessible from all the different highways. You can get there from 10 to 115. You can get there from 131. You can get there from southeastern Michigan, from northern Michigan. It is going to be a huge blowout party celebration here in northern Michigan. Clare County, Michigan, huge outdoor venue. It is going to be huge. We are involved in putting together some of the acts, things that are going to be happening there, and promoting it here on the radio station. So again, mark your calendars right now. 4th of July is a Saturday, 2026, you're going to be coming and partying with us at Liberty Mountain, USA. Then just 2 weeks later, Saturday, July 18th, will be the 7th annual Fun Shoot Pig Roast. Antrim County Conservative Union, Antrim County Republican Party candidates teaching young people Second Amendment rights, safety, firearm safety, training, all of it. It is going to be another great event this year, again, Saturday, July 18th. But one of the things that we've been following and participating in, calling for the qualified voter files to be monitored, cleaned up, getting rid of dead people, getting rid of people who no longer live in our counties. Well, Patrick Kobach has been working with election integrity all the way going back to when he was a state senator. He served on the Senate committee overseeing our elections here in the state of Michigan. Well, election night, November 2020, Pat Kobach and I were in the basement of the TCF Center, Cobo Hall. We were inside as poll challengers, watching the counting boards in Wayne County, the city of Detroit. We all know what happened in that election. Pat wrote a book about it. The 2020 coup, what happened and what to do about it. Well, he has been staying involved trying to connect the dots. And one of the things that he just posted yesterday was the connection between Venezuela, the company Smartmatic, Dominion, and others, and where they somehow all connected in that stolen election of 2020. Well, on his Twitter X account, he posted a short video that focuses on the contents of two core evidence exhibits. StolenElectionFacts.com is the website. StolenElectionsFacts.com. Both elections and facts are plural. Evidence in that short video on that website connects the dots between Venezuela and these companies. Another exhibit was the sworn testimony of the federal head of security for Hugo Chavez in his support of Tina Peters' sentencing appeal. Website for that, electioncrimebureau.com/evidence. Now, one thing you do have to know, since these videos were produced, Dominion Voting Systems has been sold, purchased by a very conservative Republican, and now is renamed Liberty Vote, working on changing the Dominion systems and many other things. Well, here is the bottom line story that Pat Kobach wants you to know. There is a website that you can go to and you can click on Michigan. It's a database, meaning it has information on there that you can search. When you go to the website, checkmyvote.org, click on Michigan. What will pull up is a searchable database. In that searchable database, you can put in addresses. Well, the first addresses in your county, or maybe perhaps even in your township, that they'd like you to check is vacant lots and commercial buildings. Why is that? Well, a vacant lot doesn't have a residence on it. It doesn't have a home. Because it's vacant, it cannot be a permanent residence for a voter. Next, commercial buildings. Pat Kobach suggests that you do a search on all commercial buildings in your area. You know these buildings? You can go to Google Maps, find their addresses, and then go to checkmyvote.org, click on Michigan, and check the address. Why does he want you to check commercial buildings? Commercial buildings cannot be used as a principal residence. Nobody can register to vote using a commercial building's address. Now, he goes on in this post to say, if you find somebody registered to vote at a vacant lot or a commercial building, you can flag them on the website. Fani Mantravati, Tim Vetter, they have volunteers that are going through these flags and determining whether or not those people should be removed from the qualified voter files. The way you do that is contact the local township, city, or village clerks. You don't contact county clerks. You contact the local clerks. They are the ones that oversee their poll books for their elections. If you explain to them that there's people registered to vote at a vacant lot or a commercial building, they can remove them from the qualified poll book. Pat says, as we head into the new year, is an election year, 2026, very critical and important elections for the state of Michigan. We ask that you help your local clerks remove people from the qualified voter files, their polling books, before next year's election. People who no longer live in your county, people who have died, well, they need to be removed. And they need your help in getting this information out to the community and the local clerks. So again, the website, checkmyvote.org. If you'd like me to text you a link to that website, to the state of Michigan, just text me VOTE, V-O-T-E, and I'll send you a direct link to the website. Now, it's kind of interesting because he's tagged some very interesting people in this post. Mike Lindell of MyPillow, Patrick Byrne, Rasmussen, also the Republican Data Company, Elon Musk, Pam Bondi, the Attorney General, as well as Harmeet Dhillon, an attorney now working with Donald Trump in his cabinet. Focusing, laser-focused on Michigan, Pat Kobach says, thank you very much for your help. We appreciate you spreading this word, and we're looking forward to an exciting 2026 election here in the state of Michigan. So again, text me the word VOTE, 231-360-5140, and I'll send you the link. And be sure to store me in your phone. Again, if you've never texted me before, send me a text message. Love to add you to my contact list. Your name and what city you listen to the radio station, 97.7 FM WCHY. Final segment of today's show. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. Our Second Amendment rights are under attack, and as Attorney General, I'll make constitutional carry a reality and defend your Second Amendment freedoms. No more permits for law-abiding citizens to exercise the rights and protect their families. I've stood up for liberty. Now stand with me to make Michigan red again. Endorse me at the March Convention and safeguard our Constitution. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269 864-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Galen. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
This is Kevin Kievsky, and I'm running for the Republican nomination for Michigan Attorney General. I've defeated the current Attorney General by actually representing the 2020 Trump alternate electors. It's time to end the lawfare here in our great state, and no more ever using the law as a weapon against patriots. Delegates, back me at the March Endorsement Convention to reclaim justice and to make Michigan red again. Paid for by Kevin Kievsky for Michigan, kevin4mi.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back. Final segment of this year. Thank you, God, that 2025 is over. It has been an unbelievable year, but we got through it, and we are so much looking forward to next year, 2026. 2026 is going to be absolutely awesome. Starts with tomorrow's show. Live New Year's Day, I'll be here from 9 to noon. Need your help. I need your participation. Text me your New Year's resolutions, your goals for 2026. But most importantly, pick one particular big thing that you would like to accomplish next year. Again, something that you've tried to do in previous years. Maybe you got started on it, fizzled out, you didn't get it done. Well, let's make 2026 the year that you get it done. I'll help you. We'll get others to help you here on the show, the radio family. We will let everybody know what it is that you truly want to accomplish, and we will support you in it. So I want you to participate with me tomorrow. Interactive show, New Year's Day, live 9 to noon. We will absolutely share each other's goals, New Year's resolutions, and what we hope to accomplish next year. Well, I got a message listening to the show this morning from my endorsed candidate, Kevin Kievsky. He is running for Attorney General. He said, Randy, I'd like to share this with your audience before we end 2025. As we ring in 2026, let's look ahead to January 1st of 2027, when our Democrat governor, Secretary of State, and Attorney General will finally pack up and head out the door. Let's work together to fire the Democrats in 2026 and make Michigan red again. With your help, we will turn the Attorney General's office into a respected Attorney General once again. As Michigan's next Attorney General, I'll stop the political lawfare, protect your constitutional rights, especially your Second Amendment rights. We will absolutely, from my office, make constitutional carry in Michigan a right that will be reciprocated across the entire country. We will back our law enforcement. We will defend parental rights. We will improve consumer protectionism We will ensure election integrity. We will halt bureaucrats from paving over farmland with solar panels and data centers. And we will always put Michiganders first. With your support at the March 28th nominating convention in Novi, we will begin to win again in Michigan. We will continue to win, and it all starts not tomorrow, January 1st, 2026, but January 1st of 2027. Me and my family would like to wish you a happy new year, and we look forward to you helping us win to be the next Attorney General in 2026. God bless you, and thank you for your support. Signed, Kevin Kievsky. One of the things I think that people need to understand, that we, the people, are sick and tired of this agenda. We are tired of this agenda. We are tired of these policies. And again, perfect example was that story I talked about, I believe, in the first hour. Five different states, an additional six others, making restrictions on what can be bought with a SNAP bridge card. A federal program implemented by the states. Why is Michigan not on that list? They're banning candy, sugary drinks, sugary snacks. Some of them are even banning energy drinks. Wanting people to buy healthier, more nutritional foods. Not Michigan. Again, why does Governor Whitmer want people to be able to buy those items using a SNAP bridge card? Well, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. wants to make America healthy again. What about Michigan? What say you, Governor Gretchen Whitmer? So, very much looking forward to talking with you tomorrow. Text messaging back and forth. If you never listened to the show, maybe perhaps some friends can tell you about it. Join us tomorrow. We are going to absolutely jump into 2026 with all of the energy and all of the goals, working together as a team, as a radio family. Well, that's it for today's show. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God bless you. Enjoy New Year's Eve. We'll see you tomorrow.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sioux St. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
I'm Justin Michael. I come from more than a century of Republican heritage, a family that has served this country, this state, and our communities with integrity and conviction. My